Where?
Was it one of those Asian beers?
It was this afternoon.
Yeah. Oh, golly. Bye.
You were going on 1937?
Sure was. Just a hammer down?
Yep. I was coming home. I was fixing tires.
Yeah.
4 o'clock was super early this morning.
Okay. I don't get over
it's that. It's
younger. Hey, Alex, if I don't catch you before you leave, think it was a good article in the paper, so. On the flag.
Oh, thanks.
Yes. You forgot to publish the letter, evidently, because you're thinking, but that's okay. It was a good article on the flag. The state.
What letter?
Never mind. I know you're thinking of this. That was good. Actually, the state historian and Mark from the flag thing, they both contacted me, so I sent them copies of the paper today. So it's good.
Okay, but. I don't know if this is a stupid question or not, but did I actually forget to publish something?
Well, no, I don't think so.
Well, you said I forgot to publish a letter.
Never mind. I was just making sarcasm.
What does that mean?
You didn't forget anything. He's just trying to make me.
You did good.
That's fine. So. Give me
and
a
then also, what is it? Americanism.
Yep.
Commander got. I send in a copy
today. So
yeah, I saw him as he was going south now.
Okay, we are back from executive session. It is now 9:05 p.m. and we are recording. Are there any actions from executive session?
I make a motion to accept the resignation letter of Gary Zelotchik. Yes, and date of April 22nd.
You said April 22nd.
22nd April. Yeah.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
So Pam has made a motion, and Larry has seconded to accept the resignation of Gary Zelotchik from the city street department. Under his current employment status, I guess, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, nay. Okay. So we will accept his resignation with thanks for years of service that he did in that position. And then is there another motion?
You're the attorney.
I make a motion to offer Gary Zelotchik a position ad lib. Effective the 23rd of April, 26th for the street department. Wages contingent upon acceptance of position.
For a second?
Second.
So Caitlin made the motion to offer Gary Zelotchik a position ad lib. Beginning 23rd April contingent upon agreement. Cheryl has seconded. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Additional actions from executive session.
I make a motion to accept the what did they put when they put the
The softball baseball.
I can't think. I lost my thought. I make a motion to approve the coaches for softball and baseball as submitted. In that.
Yes.
And then contingent on enough athletes for having teams. That work.
You may just want to see because you could get it back anyway.
Is there a second?
Okay. Yes.
I'll second. Okay. I got Steve for yourself.
Galen made the motion, Steve has seconded to hire the coaches as listed, as listed, or as submitted, contingent upon there being actual teams and up kids for troops. So.
Can you name the coaches?
Katie Padwell, Jeff Myers, Callie Robinson, Shaylin Robinson, Dane Beckman, and Sam Pinnell. And I can send you.
Yeah,
I'll be in tomorrow and I can send it to you.
I was just saying, well, you send exams
here.
That's what I'm doing.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, nay. So the coaches then are hired and contingent upon hopefully the number of kids, how many teams we can have, both baseball and softball. And then any additional actions?
I make a motion to approve the applicants for manager and lifeguard and concessions for the pool. And there's too many of them to give you all names.
Can you repeat that? A motion to what?
Approve the applicants for the manager, lifeguard, and concession positions for the pool.
You also some?
Yes, absolutely.
There's like nine of them.
Is there a second?
Second.
So Caitlin's made the motion. Cheryl has second to hire the lifeguards as listed, the wages as listed. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. So, okay, so everybody's there. So we have coaches hired.
Excuse me, this is Cheryl Hagen. Would you please list the individual names out loud, please?
Sure. For managers, we have Maddie Enram, Chandra Jelsma, Sadie Knoll, Emerson Tucker. Lifeguards, Summit Larson, Isencott, Spencer Palsma, Jersey Schoenebaum, Hunter Sabatka, and then for concessions, Trinity Walsh DeGroote.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, with that ends our normal agenda for tonight. A couple of notes. The city offices and departments are closed tomorrow, Friday, April 3rd, and again on Monday, April 6th for the Easter holiday. While I did not make it in the paper, a Bright Arrow message was sent out. So for those that are registered, they got it. If somebody asks why, and did they get a message, and they say no, tell them, come on in and get signed up for Bright Arrow so you can get it. That's a good way of using that system.
You can even do it on the website.
And you can do it on the website. You don't have to come in here.
Because I
so.
Check the spreadsheet at least monthly, if not twice a month.
It's a great way to show that we can do that. That way, if there is a water shut off in your block or whatever the case, then you're going to get a message. And you can do it via text or email or phone call or combinations of all three. The next regular city council meeting then is Monday, May 4th, 2026, right here at 6:30 p.m. at the Springfield Community Center. And again, as I said tonight, if you have questions on the police vehicle, please get with us. And I would also recommend trying to get with the guys and go take a walk through the water plant if you haven't, as we get ready for a potential open house here sometime this later spring, early summer, and take a look at that as well. And with that ends our agenda. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Is there a second?
Second.
So Steve made the motion. Cheryl has seconded to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Then we adjourn, and it is
9:12
p.m. Thank you. A little large. We had a couple short ones, so good discussion on the